Welcome to this week's episode of Group Chat Wednesday Edition, where student ministry leaders prepare for real conversations with real teens every Wednesday. I'm Brett, your host, and I'm passionate about helping students grow in their faith and helping you feel confident leading your small group. This week, we've got two big themes for two different age groups. Our high schoolers will be talking about unshaken families, God's plan for marriage and family as the centerpiece and model for all relationships. And our middle schoolers will be talking about God in action, missions. Both point to this same truth. When students live out their faith, it changes everything. So high schoolers are already forming ideas about relationships, love, and what marriage might look like someday. Culture has a lot to say about these things, but what does God say? So this week, we're diving into 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 11, where Peter gives guidance to both husbands and wives, and then to all believers. While this passage speaks directly to married people, it also gives us a foundation for how we should think about relationships, character, and community before marriage is even on the table. The big idea here is God designed marriage and family to reflect Christ's love, and those same principles, honor, humility, and love apply to every relationship they have. So a quick leader tip here, it's okay to talk about marriage roles here. Students need to see God's design for marriage is good and purposeful, but make sure to connect it back to their world. These same attitudes, honor, humility, and respect are what healthy friendships and dating relationships should look like. Things to think about and ask is, how does this challenge what culture says about relationships? And what's one way you can show humility and respect this week? Now, for our middle schoolers, this week we're going to be talking about the gospel in action, missions through the lens of Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, and Acts 1, 8. The big idea here is that every believer is called to live on mission. Serving on mission isn't just for adults or overseas trips. It starts now in their schools and their friendships. Students are going to hear stories and testimonies from leaders about sharing Jesus with friends and serving on mission trips. This makes it real and shows them that you can do this too. The Great Commission isn't optional, it's for all believers. Acts 1:8 reminds us that God gives us the Spirit to empower us to witness everywhere. So for our middle school leaders, share your story, write your story out, show students how to live on mission. Ask questions like, who is one friend you can pray for and share Jesus with this week? And what's one way you can serve others this week? Thanks so much for leading. Whether you're helping students see God's design for relationship or inspiring them to live on mission, you're shaping a generation to follow Jesus boldly. Let's lead together next week. Thank you so much for joining this episode of Group Chat Wednesday Edition. Keep leading with love, and we'll catch you next time.